This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On his first day back at the White House, the president made headlines which caused a big drop in the stock markets, as he scrapped further talks with Democrats on a coronavirus relief measure. The surprise move came after several days of talks between Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. Though the two sides were not that close to a final agreement, Democrats denounced the move by the president, again noting it's been almost 5 months since the House passed a virus relief bill without any action in the Senate. The president said he instead wants Senate Republicans to focus on swiftly approving his Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Tonight is the only vice presidential debate of 2020 as Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris meet in Salt Lake City. This face-off is the first since the debacle in the first Trump-Biden debate last week, and the first since President Trump contracted the coronavirus. There will be extra measures taken inside the debate hall this evening dealing with the virus, as it will feature increased distance between the candidates and the use of plexiglass shields. At first glance, it would certainly seem like the virus is going to be the major issue tonight, as while the president says it should not dominate your life, it is still dominating out on the campaign trail, as more coronavirus cases were uncovered among White House staffers and in the White House press office. We also saw how a surge in cases here is slowing the operations of government. The Joint Chiefs of Staff are working remotely after being exposed to someone with the virus. Legislative work is on hold in the Senate for 2 weeks after three GOP senators tested positive. One central nexus continues to be the Supreme Court nomination announcement at the White House for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Though we still don't know the answer to the biggest question of all, which is when did President Trump test positive for the virus?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.